Blessed be Jesus and Shalom. We are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, from verses 1 all the way to 12. Now, all the way to 13, we want to understand what Paul did when Thessalonians blocked the way of Paul to go back. The last message in chapter 2, we discovered that Paul, when Paul was separated from his children, he tried to go back again and again and again, but Satan blocked him. Satan would not allow him. How would Satan not allow us? How did Paul knew that it was Satan who did not allow him to go back? How did he realize, how did Paul realize when Satan blocks his way and when the Holy Spirit of Jesus blocks his way? Initially, in Acts 16, Paul had been blocked by the Spirit of Jesus to preach in Minor Asia, so that he would go to the Macedonia, so that he would come to Thessalonica. So he knew that it was the Holy Spirit who blocked him. And we discovered that the Holy Spirit can block you. But now here he is saying, we try to come again and again and again, but Satan blocked us. How do you know? How do you tell when Jesus blocks you and when Satan blocks you? Now, this is where we need what we call the spirit of discernment. This is where we understand the spirit at work. The spirit of discernment helps us to know when the spirit of God is at work, and when the spirit of Satan is at work, and when the spirit of man is at work. Which spirit is operating? We need that. Paul was able to get this. You get the spirit of discernment while you are in prayer. You become a man of prayer. You become a man who seeks God. You are connected to God. You allow the Lord to speak to you. That's the only way you can understand which spirit is at work. So Paul said in chapter 2 that when he was blocked from the presence of his suffering children, he tried again and again and again, but Satan blocked him. But did he stop there? From chapter 3, we understand the alternatives he took. And I have always given an example. They said, if you are traveling to a destination to help somebody who has been kidnapped, or you're going for a salvation mission, or you're going to a mission to deliver someone who is so dear to you and has been blocked by kidnappers, there are four options that you can take. And this is must be a dear person. One, there are people who can just stand back. You give up. I don't think that is the right way for us. We cannot turn back while our children are still being held by the captors. But one of the alternatives is going back, which is not good. It is not biblical. Number two, somebody can just remain there. You're not moving forward again. And you are complaining and you're crying and you've been beaten down. We cannot just stay here. We have to do something. We have to make sure that something happens. Staying at one position is not an option for us, in Jesus' name. You can now take a shortcut. A shortcut is where you can now turn to speak evil and to retaliate physically and to fight physically. We cannot do that. Cannot just do that. cannot retaliate. Jesus has not called us to retaliate. We have to take the fourth option, which is take a bold step of faith. And in our hearts, we never give up. We keep trying until it is final. We know it is not final until it is final, until the Lord says it is final. So Paul never gave up. So what did Paul do when he could not bear it any longer? Look at what he said. Finally, when we could stand it no longer. When he says finally, it means this is the final result. This is what we did because we could not make sure, we could not see you suffer without us coming. Satan has blocked the way. We decided to stay alone in Athens. And we sent Timothy to visit you, still reminding them of how their faith came. Timothy, as was a man of God, he says he is our brother and God's co-worker in proclaiming the good news of Jesus. We sent him to strengthen you, to encourage you in your faith, and to keep you from being shaken by the troubles you are going through. But you know that we are destined for such troubles. Now, Paul is a great father. What he did is that he sent one of his other sons to those young children, to this last born by then, in faith, by then, because he still got so many other children. Thank God to Paul. He sent Timothy. Why Timothy? Timothy was both a Jew and a Greek. He was a half born. His father was a Greek. So Paul, in some way, Timothy could speak Greek, probably. Or he had taken something. He was known as a Greek. He was a half caste. And then his mother was a Jewess or a Jew. So he also considered himself as a Jew. And this is why we are saying, do not seek to be like anybody. Be like yourself. God will use you just the way you are. I like thinking of this. Some people keep desiring that if I was like so and so, let me tell you, don't desire to be so and so. Who would imagine that a half-born, half-caste person would be the best placed here? I tell you this, each one of us, you have got your own best time. So seek to be like yourself. Seek to be like Jesus. Let Jesus make you unique. You are a unique person. You are not a copy. You're not a copy, a copy person. Don't ape any other person. I want to speak to young people here. Don't imitate some other people who do not have faith. God will use you the way you are. So they sent Timothy. This was the final person. They said, I want Timothy to come and bring faith to you. And he said, Timothy is, he will come to visit you, is our brother. He calls him our brother. That means now the Thessalonians took Timothy as a brother because they were all sons of Paul. Also, he says he's God's co-worker. He is also working together with God. He is God's co-worker in proclaiming God's good news. So Timothy is a co-worker, God's co-worker. Then why did he, are we going to send him this? We send him, one, to strengthen you. Number two is to encourage you in your faith. Is to encourage in your faith. Strengthen, encourage.life. Encourage in the faith. Why? And to keep you from being shaken by the troubles you are going through. Although we were destined for them, he came to remind you that we are destined for those troubles, for such troubles, but he came so that you are not shaken beyond limit. Even while we were with you, we warned you that troubles would soon come, and they did, as you well know. Now, one of the great things is that Paul, when he taught them about suffering, he said trouble would come, and the expected trouble to follow. It would be good for us to keep telling the new believer in faith that faith grows in that furnace of fire. Faith is like gold, and it must be refined in fire, as Peter would say. So Paul had told them trouble would come, but he sent Timothy for that. That is why, when we could bear it no longer, I sent Timothy to find out whether your faith was still strong. I was afraid that the tempter had gotten the best of you and that our labor had been useless, had been in vain. What a good spirit of Paul is as a father. See that he's sending his son Timothy to find out whether your faith was still strong. So we know that there are strong faith, there are weak faith, the enduring faith, there are different types of faith. And so he came to look whether your faith is still strong or whether the tempter had gotten best of you. What does that mean, that the tempter is getting the best of you, is knocking you out of the ring? And Paul says, and our work had been useless. So that tells us that there's some work that has been useless. Lord, help us that our work will not be useless. This one tells us that our work had been useless. When we are going to preach and people are not standing, our work was useless. The work was in vain. Paul tells us there's a possibility that our work, some people's work, is useless. Then let's plant in a way that our planting, our sowing, is not useless. Let's not sow in rocks and in hard ground and in thorns. So let's understand the ground in which we are sowing. But now Timothy has just returned, bringing us good news about your faith and love. So Paul, Timothy comes back and bring good news about their faith and love. But I want you to see there is something he never talked about. He never talked about their hope. So their hope was driven out, but they still had faith and love. He reports that you always remember our visit with joy and that you want to see us as much as we want to see you. What a great, great information Timothy brings back about their faith. So we have been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles and suffering, dear brothers and sisters, because you have remained strong in your faith. You see, for them to have remained in strength, for them to be strong in their faith, that made Paul's faith to be encouraged. Because you have remained strong in your faith, we have been encouraged. We're also going through trouble, we're being persecuted, but because of your faith, we remain strong. And it gives us new life. It gives us new life to know that you are standing firm in the Lord. Paul says we have new life. When we hear that you're standing strong, we are good. Timothy came to you and has come back to us. How we thank God for you. Because of you, we have great joy as we enter God's presence. Night and day, we pray earnestly for you, asking God to let us see you again, to fill the gaps in your faith. So you see, we are talking about something to do with filling the gaps of faith. So we need to know, what are those gaps of faith? What is strong faith? What is to encourage in faith? To fill in your gaps of faith. May God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ bring us to this very soon. And may the Lord make your love for one another and for all people grow and overflow, just as our love for you overflows. May He, as a result, make your heart strong, blameless, and holy as you stand before God our Father when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again with all His holy people. So Paul now points them to what he wants to start talking about. He has talked about the love. He's talked about the faith. But there's something that he is also praying, that they may develop the hope when Jesus comes again. So Lord, help us that we may be able to look for an alternative to go and build the faith of God's people, that we not go back and stopped by anything when our children and our people we love are in trouble. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.